The Pygmalion Festival is a event that happens every year on the last weekend of September. It features largely independent rock groups from all over the world. I mean, in the end, it's an indie rock festival. Was never designed to be for everyone. It's purely for those out there that really are into that kind of music. In the last couple of years, we've started a literary festival with the Department of English to happen concurrently. And my wife has started a craft fair, a vintage and handmade craft fair called the Maid Fest, which takes place on Saturday and Sunday right outside of the main festival gates in downtown Champaign. We've, over time, tried to make it more interesting with more things to do. Next year, we're going to implement a tech conference into it as well.
Yeah, and that's the things I wanted to talk to you about are these expanding areas, the literary festival, this main festival, and this upcoming tech festival. How does this all fit into this umbrella of the Pygmalion Festival?
I mean, I think that the most basic idea behind it is that people are multifaceted individuals. And I certainly know that while music is a big part of my life, there's all kinds of things that I personally like as well. And I think that most people are like that. Stands to reason that people who like this kind of music also like books and new fiction and poetry, and they also like to shop at interesting stores. When it comes to the tech conference, I mean, we're in Champaign-Urbana. Is there a more interesting and progressive tech scene anywhere in the nation outside of the Bay Area? I don't think so. I mean, if you look at the history of technology and advancement in this community, relative to the size, I'll take the Pepsi Challenge with any city any day.
It almost sounds like you're trying to make this the next South by Southwest.
I know. It's true. And like South by Southwest is, you know, without a doubt, the number one example of how this can work. But South by Southwest, as somebody who's gone for the last 10 years, is its own life form. I mean, going to Austin and going to South by Southwest, so those are just two very different things. Champaign-Urbana is never going to be able to have, you know, another South by Southwest. We don't have the hotels. We don't have the capacity to manage something like that, but that's okay. We've always wanted Pygmalion to be a reflection of the community that surrounds it. And so we're into intimacy. We're into, you know, small but very functional and excited crowds. And so that's our goal, is to put something really exciting together, but to keep it manageable and intimate so people walk away being like, huh, you know, that wasn't like most festivals, or that wasn't like most tech conferences. That was something unique. That was something that was designed to be really user friendly. And so that's one of the things that I'm proudest about Pygmalion, is that, you know, you get to see these, you know, big major acts that are on stages like at Lollapalooza. But in this case, you know, you can actually see the band and you can actually hear the band, and you're not just watching a screen from hundreds of feet away. You're actually right up there and you can see it for much lower price.
So what is the takeaway of this event? What do you want people who show up, who participate, who are, what do you want them to take away from being part of Pygmalion?
Well, I think if people live here, it's hopefully another reminder that Champaign-Urbana is great. And we hope that people see Pygmalion in the same way they see Roger Ebert's Film Festival and the Illinois Marathon and Elnora, the Guitar Festival, and these really rewarding and intimate, you know, gatherings of people that is intended to make our lives better here. If they're not from here, you know, you hope that you get people to kind of understand that, like, Champaign-Urbana is not like some podunk town in the middle of nowhere. I mean, it's true. It's in the middle of nowhere, I guess, if you are just looking at a map. But the scope and the importance of this community reaches into the lives of almost everyone on the planet on a daily basis, just in its technological advances. And as a result of that, you want people to walk away being like, aha, that tiny college town is actually way bigger in its scope than it is in its, you know, size. And so that's exciting for me, is to have anyone come here, fly in or drive in, and walk away being like, that's a cool city. Because it is a cool city. Anyone who lives here long enough stays because of that reason. It's not because of the gorgeous mountains and the landscape. It's because we've got great people and great great access to being able to get things done.